The Biggs and Barr Show.
With the holidays coming, American Thanksgiving in a week.
Yeah.
And obviously Christmas and all that.
Slightly over a month.
Yeah. And just winter period.
Sure.
People start to be even more gluttonous than normal.
Yes.
None of us are innocent of said crime.
No.
And then COVID on top of it all. I mean, it's all about eating. But there's a list of the most gluttonous things people do during the holidays.
Yeah, the seven holidays. Most amazingly gluttonous things.
The holidays. Okay.
Yeah. And we realized we're pretty gross, I guess, because the only one we didn't do, or none of us have done, is hide foods to save them for later.
Yeah.
On holidays.
Yeah.
Like on like the big dinner day or whatever. No, hiding food. No.
Like I love stuffing.
Mm.
Maybe more than any other food in the world.
You don't put it in your pocket or anything, though, do you?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't.
Right.
Because it's not an easily hideable food. Oh.
Well, what's the quiz? Like, what are the things? Well, give us a quick quiz.
Okay.
See if we do any of them.
All right.
Eating an extra large midnight snack.
Sure. I don't really stay up that late anymore, but it's, if 11 o'clock's midnight, sure.
Eating until you feel sick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Eat more than 3 meals in a day.
Yeah. Yes.
Eat more than one dessert at a time.
Yes.
Yes. So on the at Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eat more than one of the same meal in a day, like two dinners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, especially if you have in-laws, right?
Right.
Like I used to go for Christmas, I would go to my wife's parents' house and we'd eat like a late lunch. And they're Portuguese, so you eat for like 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, we'd zip over to my parents' house and have dinner.
Yeah.
Which is basically the same food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
Like within an hour of finishing the other one.
And number one is eating so much you've had to unbutton your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I've done all of these things not even on holidays.
No, just like on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Friday, pizza day. Ooh, ate a whole pizza again. Ooh.
About 10 years ago, I went out for like a family with the in-laws. It's like the first dinner outing I had been with them, and there was some other family extended of her family there.
Yeah.
They took us to one of those places that have like the Brazilian gauchos.
Oh, that's
great.
They
cut the meat up for you. Love them.
Yeah, you just have to turn the card over?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I had to go to the bathroom and throw up. I made myself throw up. I was so sick.
Oh,
from eating so much because I was like, yeah, Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not paying for the super expensive meal.
Okay. You basically filled your entire body with meat.
Exactly. And then had to purge it
because,
or you would have died.
Because the older men of the senior men of the family were like looking at me like, why is this guy like sweating? Why is he sweating and why is his head down? So I'm like, I got to go purge.
The meat came back, sweats are the best.
And I flipped that card over when I got back.
You went right back to
it. I had to show off back then. More lamb, please.
Who are you showing off to?
Yeah, exactly, right?
All
right.
But, well, yeah, so we're
six
all
out
gross.
Of seven for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, what's
and you
hiding?
Can never tell by our physiques.
No.
Never tell.
What's hiding food, though? Like, sometimes I keep food in my car, but it's just to eat while I'm in the car.
Right.
It's not hiding it.
The only time I've actually hidden food from my like grown-up family, like being a grown-up and stuff, my kid used to feed him gluten-free, and he had these gluten-free cookies, and I love them more than any cookies in the world. And I used to buy like 3 or 4 boxes at a time when we go shopping, and we keep them in the, and I used to take one box and keep stick it in my underwear drawer.
That's hiding.
So
food.
You have hidden
You're
food.
You're seven for seven. Yeah. You're a glutton.
Nothing like learning you're disgusting at 5:39 in the morning.
I think we knew. We just admitted it. That's all.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Rudy Giuliani, former hero.
Literally former hero. Got rid of the mob.
Yeah.
Was a steady force after 9/11 in New York. Sure. Like,
well loved.
Yeah.
By all parties, all sides. Has had a bit of a rough spell since he's...
His denouement has not been graceful.
Since he's become the conspiracy theory lawyer for Donald Trump, basically, when no other lawyers will take Donald Trump's cases.
No.
Like, they just have refused. They keep getting thrown out. 25 or something like that now in total have been tossed out of courts for voter fraud with no evidence anywhere.
But Rudy's on it, though.
And those were people who were gung-ho initially.
Yeah. Right.
And then they're like, oh, we can't do this.
Well, there are people that had a belief... looked at the evidence, realized they were wrong, and went, oh, sorry.
Yeah. Realized
like normal human beings.
Yes. We're lawyers, yeah. And this we can't even pretend to think to say there's a case here. But, Rudy, it was first all the Hunter Biden stuff, right? That,
right.
With the laptops that were left in a repair
shop. Yeah.
2,000 miles from where he lived. And all, anyways.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Then there was, of course, the appearance in Borat.
Yeah, he was just tucking in his shirt, Chris.
Just tucking in his shirt.
He wasn't laying down on a bed with a young woman.
Then the press conference that they
was at the Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons, but his people booked it at the Four Seasons Landscaping Company instead.
Right next to a sex shop.
Yes.
And instead of just canceling it, they stood in front of a landscaping shop. Yeah. With Amazing. Trump posters behind them and did a press conference.
Oh, we meant to do this.
Yeah. And now, yesterday, they did another press conference where they were going to release the Kraken or whatever. A whole bunch more of nonsense.
It's a great rum, by the way.
And evidence-free base or whatever, just nonsense. But anyways, so first he waved a whole bunch of affidavits in the air saying, but he wouldn't show anybody. So it's just paper. He's just waving paper. And then he had the most amazing makeup sweat line or hair dye sweat line, one or the other. But this big brown streak ran down his face like this disgusting.
So sad, really.
And then he said stuff like this.
Yeah. I know crimes. I can smell them.
I've smelt a couple crimes. Yeah. I'll be honest.
I have smelt a couple crimes.
After suffering a string of court losses, Rudy Giuliani and the rest of Trump's legal team held a press conference today that went off the rails as they made a series of baseless allegations and Giuliani's hair dye ran down his face.
So sad.
Did you all watch My Cousin Vinny? You know the movie? It's one of my favorite law movies because he comes from Brooklyn.
Great.
Favorite law movies. Thanks
for the insight into your movie choices.
Like if he was a character in like a Christmas movie.
Okay.
Where old Uncle Rudy came over and said odd things like that.
Yeah.
It would be great.
Oh yeah.
But he's not.
No.
He's like a real human in the real world.
Representing the president of the United States. It's absolutely hilarious, but terrifying at the same time.
Yeah.
I told Jamie, if what was going on in the States was happening at some like random European country, it'd be hilarious. Yeah. We'd all be watching. You'd be like, look at Spain. What's Spain doing? This is amazing. Yeah, yeah. Because they're right next door to us.
Yeah. Ooh, this is not good.
But anyways.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the penguin to make another appearance.
Yeah.
I know crimes. I can smell them.
Yeah. Well, man, you'd arrest all of us. Let me tell you, if it's based on smelling.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You guys return your grocery carts?
Oh. Yes, always.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're going to talk about, or we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I am the best person in the world.
You return others?
Wow. I return others. I gather 100%. Others on the way. So
I don't always, but I have.
I guess, I mean, this shouldn't be a new thing.
It's not a new thing.
But there's getting attention called the shopping cart theory. It's viral. It's like getting tons of videos about it. I don't know why this is new, but.
No, we've been talking about it for years.
When you go to the grocery store and you unload your groceries in your car, if you wheel the car back to the store or to the racks in the parking lot or wherever you leave it, that means you're a good person.
Obviously.
Yeah.
If you don't. You're not a good person.
You're a selfish dick is what you are.
Flat out.
No gray area at all.
Zero.
I don't care if you've got a baby. Take the damn cart back.
Yeah.
If you can't handle it, ask for a carryout.
You managed to walk around the store with it.
Yeah.
You managed to push it all the way to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to the rack.
Like, I've gone as far, and again, not toot my own horn here, but I'm a pretty good person.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I've gone as far as to reorganize the little outdoor cart stall.
Oh, yeah.
Because people just chuck them in willy-nilly, and then it fills up too quick. I will stack the carts together when I get there and push them to the back so there's room for others.
As a former grocery store employee in my teen years, I feel for the people.
Yeah,
like I know this is a little off topic. Like, I will reface some of the cans if I see it way out of order. It bothers me because I know someone's going to have to do that. But the shopping carts, you got to take care of it.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
Got to be a good human.
And also,
I will take others on the way. If I'm walking by and there's like a, senior lady or whatever standing there, I'm like, here, give me a cart. I'll take it. I think I'm the best person.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I guess just.
But like, not even for the employees.
Yeah.
Like, obviously people, we get mad in this room. We have the ability to get mad quickly at things.
Sure.
when you go to pull into a parking spot and there's a cart there that you can't see because there's other.
If I could find that person, I would.
Terrible people.
One time.
Do awful things.
I was doing that exact same thing, pulling into a parking spot. Well, I just saw a person come to their car, and they unloaded some groceries. It was like one of those malls where, like, it's an outdoor mall where you would go to one store, put stuff in your car, then go back. So they brought it over in a cart. And then instead of taking the cart, because they went back in to go to another store.
They didn't take it with them?
They didn't take it with them, even though they were walking past a rack.
They just left it right there?
They left it. They left it in front of their car. And in the parking spot I was going into. So
you hit them in the kneecap with a bat?
Them? No.
Did you hit them in the kneecap?
I have an old car. I don't care. My truck.
You didn't.
So I just casually pushed it right up against their
car. Nice. Nice. Well done. Well done.
Yeah. Scratch my bumper. I don't care.
So if returning your cart and such behavior makes you a really good person, where on that spectrum is hitting a cart that has a baby in it, Jamie?
Where is that?
You did that. But it was unbeknownst to me, there was a baby in it.
Doesn't matter. You still hit a baby. Where does that fall?
I forgot you punched a baby, kind of.
See, here it is. I think I was doing a social, you still
hit a baby in a cart. So I'm just asking.
No. Just I think I'm like a soldier of fortune.
Maybe you don't even know what that means.
I'm
a soldier of fortune.
Like, in that moment, you could have compared me. Some people might get upset with this comparison.
Okay.
You could have compared me to the good Lord Jesus Christ himself.
I don't think he hit a baby.
My God, did you just say that?
No, because listen.
Wow.
Because I did the dirty work because this twit had left her cart in the middle of the sliding door.
Right.
With a baby in it.
But I didn't know there was a baby in it. Yeah. And then went to go flap her gums to somebody else. So I just nudged the cart forward and I looked down. There's a baby in it. Yeah, like, it was a little harder than a nudge because I wanted her to hear that I was hitting her cart from like 30 feet away.
What you just did? Exactly like Jesus.
Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I had to. Exactly. Mm-hmm. For the greater good.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
just I know crimes. I can smell them.
Just put your cart back.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo! Text us! 762-555! Text the show! We'll text you back! No, we won't, but we'll answer fast!
Should I go to work today?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people woke up this week and didn't have jobs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you have one...
I mean, mail it in when you're there if you want. But you should probably continue to have employment.
Do you fold or crumple your toilet paper? I fold.
What are we, children?
Fold.
Everyone folds.
Who crumples? Infant Neanderthal just crumples up paper, like toilet paper. Like what? How does that even work?
Just a waste.
You just use your hand, you psycho. Yeah.
Well, it's better than
or like a kitchen spatula.
Ooh, yeah.
One of those rubber ones.
How do you get a flat, even surface area? You just
You squeeze it in there and you...
Oh, jeez.
How do you feel about people who have their trailer in a drive-thru? I don't feel anything about it. It doesn't bother me at all.
No, because often you can't... If a place is busy, you don't want them taking up four parking spots.
What's it? Yeah. Like, and if it's in the drive-thru, that's literally one less car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
One less order in front of you. Yeah.
It's fine. I'm not bothered by it.
If they're good at maneuvering it, if they're like banging it up on curbs and against the walls and stuff, then that's different. Yeah. But do you guys use beard oils? If so, what type?
I have before. I don't know. I don't find
it. A lot
of
work.
I have a pretty oily face to begin with, so I used beard oil is expensive, right?
Yeah.
So I started to, because I'm frugal, I found this other thing that is in like the women's hair care section. I forget, Moroccan something.
Moroccan,
oil.
Yeah, whatever
it is. But it works just as well.
Okay.
And you don't need to spend like $1,000 on beard oil.
I don't use any.
Nah, mine's too short now to do. When I was longer, I used to do it because the ends used to get dry and stuff. But whatever. Just rub some butter on your face or something. anything with an oil is fine.
What would you do if you woke up tomorrow and you were a woman? Feel a lot less responsible for...
Have most of the things in my life paid for.
Go chirp some of the men that I've wanted to chirp forever to their face and not have to worry about getting punched in the face.
Yeah, that's true.
Say some terrible things to some
Now, these are jokes.
Not my enemies.
Just jokes.
Of course.
Just jokes.
Well, we're not going to wake up women tomorrow.
A little truth and humor. Yeah.
When you guys use a porta potty, you got to wrap your hand in tickets. Yeah, well, no, you just pile them up, man.
Yeah, wrap them. Some people wrap.
And I will
wrap a hand, sure. I've seen that.
I will do everything possible not to use a porta potty. Really? Like they're disgusting. They're gross.
No matter what.
Gross.
I almost died in a porta potty once.
What do you mean? What do you mean you almost died?
Like, did you fall in the hole?
Now my boss backed his truck up to the door so I couldn't get out.
Uh-huh.
But it was like the diesel fumes were flying in.
Oh, that's why.
And he wasn't hearing me scream. And I was pounding so hard. And I think he just eventually got bored and pulled away.
That's funny. If you were on death row, what would you choose for your last meal? Oh, buffet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm not done yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not done. Not done yet.
how many cups of coffee is too much? What's the time frame?
Like an hour?
Like in one sitting? Probably
like I brew coffee before I come to work. So in my coffee pot, it's 8 cups I drink every morning.
Oh, like actual 8?
Well, yeah, 8
liquid cups.
Of
yeah, because when they call it a cup, an actual cup of liquid is not that much.
No,
liquid.
That cup that you have there is like three. That's probably 3 coffees.
Yeah, three cups in this cup, you know? Like when they say a teaspoon of something.
Yeah.
They don't mean use a soup ladle. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Which,
yeah. You know, when you start to feel jittery and like you're going to vomit, that's too much coffee.
Is it though?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. That's it for another edition of Angle.
Instant Answer Question.
And Bar Show on Shea 106.
With Let It Go.
It is a contest where you call us and let something go that you did years ago or something that was done to you that you've been holding for a long time.
Something that bothers you.
Yeah, on a regular basis. Whatever. Just let it go, man.
All right, we got John on the phone.
We're all going to be happier. Hi, John.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What do you need to let go?
Well, it's been building up, and it's only since the start of the pandemic. It's all these lazy people that keep throwing their damn masks and gloves all over the parking lots, and it's turning the city into nothing but a dump. And it really started to irk me because I really hate walking into a parking lot, and I have to avoid the things like a maze.
Yeah, no, it's true. I don't know if you should let that go.
No.
People need to do better.
That bugs me too.
I'm going to be honest. I have dropped a mask at one time.
You did?
Because I took it off my face, helping my kid get into the car, and it was loosely in my fingers, and the wind took it.
Okay.
And I watched it, and I was like, I got to let that one go. Like, it was too far for me to do. It wasn't like it just landed next to me. So I apologize to this fella if I'm a part of his. But it was once. But you should let it go, man. Just let it go.
Should he?
Should he? I don't know if he should.
I don't know if he
should. No, I'm not just saying people shouldn't do better, but you should let go the anger. Because if you're just mad about it.
That's fair.
It's not going to do anything.
All right.
For your own.
Let it go then.
Let it go. Let it go.
We have Brad on the phone.
But pick up your mask, you disgusting human beings. All right. Hey, Brad.
How's it going?
Good. What do you need to let go this morning?
Well, when I was a kid, I've never told my brother this, but when I was a kid, when he used to be sleeping and snoring, I used to put boogers on the end of his teeth.
Yes!
So, I think I should let that go.
Does he know about it now?
If he's listening.
What's his name?
His name's Kyle.
So you, Brad, used to wipe boogers on your brother Kyle's teeth while he was sleeping.
I love it. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Kyle's going to be able to let that go, but you should.
Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, my God.
His teeth. That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
Let's see if Mike can beat that.
Hey, Mike.
Gee, that's a tough one.
It is, buddy. Well, what do you got to let go today?
I don't know if you guys can relate because you're still kind of young from what I reference, but this has been building for years, and I'm coming to the, I guess, the terms of the fact that I'm reaching the halfway point in my life now.
Right.
Okay. We're all there,
too. Oh, I'm well past halfway, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, none of us expect. You're 40s, aren't you?
Yeah, we don't expect to live past 70, so it's fine.
Oh, jeez. I'm in my 60s. They say the theoretical is 125, so.
You are an optimist, eh, buddy?
Wow. No, I'm just fit. I'm just healthy.
Oh, well, all right. Well,
as they say, you know, I'm looking at the halfway point in a few weeks, I think. The halfway point comes, so.
What do you got to let go?
Well, it's a... halfway done.
Oh.
Mike, you're probably more than halfway.
Yeah. You are way more than halfway done.
Yeah.
So just let that go.
No way.
Enjoy your life.
Look at a few weeks.
Enjoy the decade or so you have left. And just let it go.
I'm fitter than you guys.
We're not arguing that, Mike.
No. Of course you're fitter than us.
You need to let go of the delusion that you're going to live till 120, Mike.
Maybe I'll give you 100, but the extra 20, 25, I don't think so. All right, hold on. Right. We got one more.
You want to take it?
Sure, why not?
Sure. Hi, good morning. It's Shay. Who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Jimmy calling. How you doing today? Yeah.
Pretty good, Jimmy.
No, you have to let go of this call.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye, Jimmy.
Sorry, man.
Oh, boogers
Brad's
on your teeth.
Yeah. With the boogers?
Mike's great.
Yeah.
We love Mike, but boogers on teeth for sure.
Mike's already won because he's going to live to 120.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Brad. What has he got? Lotto 649, probably. Lotto Max.
Friday.
649 on Fridays, right?
Yeah. Lotto Max.
Lotto Max. So there you go.
All right. So you get $100 Lotto Max, my friend. Congrats.
40-something
Hey, thank
mil.
You.
No problem. Thanks for calling. That was a great
Hang
story.
On. Hang on.
If you do win, make sure you give your brother Kyle a few bucks. Eh?
Yeah.
Wiping boogers on his teeth while he was sleeping his whole life.
Amazing.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Now, we got lots of calls on our Dougie line, eh?
Yeah.
The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
You all right? You've been giddy the last couple days. You on back drugs or something?
Yeah, take it back, man.
I was going to say. And then you had some of that Bailey's yesterday. So that's why you're a bit loopy by the end of the show. I didn't even think about that. Now you're snorting.
All right. So, we talked about, because actually on the same topic as my back, right?
Yep.
Yesterday, my back's a little wonky. And we discussed that I actually have to stand up to finish bathroom procedures.
Right.
Where normally I just lean to one side.
And I don't see anything wrong with you standing up.
Yeah. Because we've discussed. Well, look, a guy has a question about it, though. Here.
Okay.
Hey, gentlemen. Andrew here. Briefly on your show on Thursday, you mentioned how Chris was 10-ply because he'll have to stand up to wipe his bottom. Of his back,
his bottom.
I had to. That one gave me a double take because who can wipe their bottom sitting down?
Like almost everyone.
No.
Isn't there like, how do you do it? There's like a whole, it's like a whole bowl in the way, like a bowl. That's a solid object. just confused. Now, all right,
let's go.
Take it easy.
Okay, take it easy. Now, let's deal with this as scientifically as possible, because people are going to think we're just being immature. But there is a science to taking care of yourself and keeping yourself clean.
And it's for me, it's a forward / sideways lean to one side.
Yeah, a little lean.
So I'm still
little
seated.
Pitch, like a little pitch of one cheek.
So your hamstrings are still touching. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's crazy.
Pretty much. I think that's most people.
I think so.
Now, because of my back stuff, I can't do that position without it going into spasming. So I have to kind of...
Myself or Jamie help you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh, no.
What, if you got a call for me in the bathroom here? Guys, I need your help.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're friends. I will help you.
Sure. I promise you, even if my back fully sees doing that, I wouldn't call a soul.
Come on.
Would struggle through the pain.
You can call us.
I'm not calling.
Me anyway. I can't speak for Jamie.
But you don't do a pitch?
No,
like
I'm
a tilt
lean forward in a seated
forward.
Position squat.
You're fully off the bowl.
You can't stand
That's
directly
crazy.
Up because you don't want any like...
I hear squeaks. You. No, you don't have to.
See, strangely enough, I was also thinking about this yesterday after the show.
Sure. Right.
And I figured out... Like, you have massive tree trunk thighs, Jamie.
Yeah.
And I figured out that that's the reason why. Because your whole life, you've had, you know, bowel issues your whole life, right?
Yes, that's
true. So your whole life, 30-odd years or so, you've been crouching 17 times a day or so.
Yeah. In the squats.
And
that's
why your legs are so strong.
That's why you have massive, Jamie loves talking about his top thigh. Yeah, you're basically doing a squat.
Yeah.
You do a set of squats 17 times a day.
Yeah.
Like, you could probably lift a car with your legs.
You probably could.
Yeah.
Like, so that made sense to me now, though, because I could never understand.
Like, I'm an open-minded guy, like, I literally can't even imagine doing it.
Really?
Seated. It'd be so awkward.
Try it.
No,
it's comfortable.
I don't want to watch.
Try this. Get the elbows on the knees.
No, I don't.
No, stop doing that. I don't want to watch you.
Both elbows on your knees
use one elbow and then you lean to the
Do you have an extra appendage? You don't know.
All right, well, I mean, whatever. I guess, you know, whatever floats your boat.
That can't be our only call, is it?
No, we have another guy who did an impersonation of my back pain.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening, yeah.
Zimbabwe.
They don't say Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Fairly pleasurable back pain.
Yeah.
He came so strong.
Yeah.
And then just
faded away.
Yeah, just faded away.
Yeah,
well, call the Dougie line anytime. It's 613-216-3849. Or 216-Dougie, D-U-G-Y.
Okay. I bet you guys are going to be surprised a lot more people do the old squat and crouch.
All right, well, I mean, whatever.
Well, I'm going to start asking people.
That's going to be your first question.
Hi, I'm Jason. Do you do this?
Yeah.
Do you tilt or do you squat?
Let me ask you a question.
You a tilter or a squatter?
We just met.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know.
Whatever.
I'm doing research. You want me to wear a badge or something to prove it?
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What's your theory on the pyramids? Aliens or slaves or something we haven't figured out yet? I don't know. I'd love to think aliens were involved.
Yeah, aliens is the cooler way. It's probably slaves for pyramids. But maybe they were enslaved by aliens.
Right.
Yeah.
Alien overlords that showed themselves to the Egyptians in their weird giant animal head costumes just so that they'd call them gods.
Yeah.
So I don't know. None of us were there.
No.
Would you rather live in a bubble of fear or live free of fear and take one day at a time? Well, nobody wants to live in a bubble of fear.
No, but I mean, you have to be respectful of things that are happening in the world and in your life, because if you're totally free of fear, you're basically an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a dumb person is, the dumbest are fully. Like, you need it's not a fear in the sense that it, like, ruins your day. It's a fear in the sense that you respect what can hurt you. And those around you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not afraid. I'm sure this has to do with COVID.
Yeah.
I'm sure not afraid of COVID.
No, nor I.
Where none of us, I think, are in the category where we really need to be afraid of it killing us.
No.
I'm not saying it can't. It just, but there's lots of things that can't kill you.
Do I take precautions? Yeah, of course I do.
But I respect what me not catching it could mean to someone it can kill.
Right.
Right.
So you just have to be reasonable about it. Yeah. Like last Saturday, I had a fire in my outdoor wood stove. And I needed to move some logs. And I knew that I guess I could put my bare hand in there to move the logs. But I would move the logs, but I would burn myself.
Sure.
So instead of that, I got some tongs and did it. Because that was me being smart and using my mind and still accomplishing the same goal. So.
Swarmed by potentially passive wasps or mosquitoes. Ooh. I'll take the potentially passive wasps.
Yeah, yeah.
Mosquitoes, I don't know. They make me angrier than any insect on the face of the earth.
COVID numbers. Do you know when the news posts COVID numbers? Is it results of tests conducted 2 weeks ago? If so, aren't government reacting 2 weeks late? No, usually you get them from the day before, the day after. Here in Ottawa, we get our numbers somewhere between 10 and 10:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're from yesterday's positive tests, which are from a couple day ago, usually.
Yes. So they're not 2 weeks late.
They're not that late. They're doing the best they can, man. You know, like, do you think anyone, I don't know. I just wish
2 weeks
could still.
Sure.
When this first happened, it was so nice when the governments got along and actually tried to work together and help each other. And nobody was screaming politics at each other. We were just trying to figure out what to do. But now that it's, we're right back to just everyone
So, like, they're like, trying. They're doing the electricity.
Try our best.
Yeah, they're doing the best they can. So that's the least we could do, too. Just do the best you can.
Mm.
All right?
Like,
you're not that important.
Can you tell me where in the Bible Jesus kicks the shopping cart with the baby in it?
Oh.
That's where Jamie.
That's a couple hour old reference there.
Jamie, earlier in the show, called him, compared himself to Jesus.
Jokingly, thank you.
Because of the,
stop,
the time he smashed a cart with a baby in it. Saying that he was doing the good work.
Well, because the woman left her cart in the middle of the sliding door of the grocery store, went to go, I have to explain myself. I regret saying that, to be honest. I regret saying it. It was funny at the time.
It was a joke.
No, it was a joke. But you know, people get serious and this and that.
Forget the over-serious psychos.
I know.
You made a joke. You obviously do not think you're the savior of mankind.
No, I said, I wasn't, no, not like that. I was just, you know.
Just compare yourself like to Harry him. Potter.
I was
next
like
time,
him. I was like him.
Nobody will question it. Okay.
Yeah. Like him.
It's fine. Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
Would you rather always have an eyelash in your eye or a permanent ingrown fingernail?
Oh.
I think I'll take the fingernail.
Yeah.
Because you can wrap it up.
Yeah, I guess so. The eye was just having something in your eye is the worst.
Yeah. Remember that time I had that one thing in my eye and I couldn't get over the entire show?
The whole show you
and
had
we're
something
like
in your eye.
Splashing water in my eye and like getting a water bottle and doing the look in.
And you're trying
thing.
To squeeze up water in your eye and everything. That's a terrible thing.
So like you think Chris yells now. Like that day was like four hours of straight screaming.
Why is it in my eye? Get it out!
Yeah.
Chris,
literally 4 hours.
Yeah.
Just rip my eye out.
Take it out.
Rip the whole eye out. I'm done with it.
Take it.
And then when it finally went out, you were like, oh, it's gone.
That was the best.
I don't yell.
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Brought to you by Chio's Dream of a Lifetime Lottery, which thankfully was sold out. Good stuff.
Nice.
I was going to do a bunch of news about, like, COVID numbers and stuff, but it's nothing new. We should talk about the text we got.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we can take a minute if you want, sure.
Yeah, this is breaking news here. So, someone texted in, I had a toenail in my eye for a week once, not kidding at all, and we replied that it was horrendous, and then they followed it up. Listen to this. It was bad. I got it from a public pool when I was a kid. I swam on Saturday, woke up the next Friday, my eye was swollen shut. Went to the eye doctor specialist, and he pulled a toenail out of the back of my eye.
Oh, my God.
The back of his eye.
How did it sit there for a week if he swam Saturday and didn't get...
It's got stuck, and then it started to get infected, I guess.
Yeah.
It was all swollen.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know that could happen.
Yeah, that's not a...
Like, I once got a contact lens folded up under my eyelid.
Yeah.
But I eventually worked it out.
Sure. Like, in a couple minutes,
I'm sure.
It
was something. No, it took like a day. But
oh, really?
Still, a toenail.
I've heard
of... cutting her toenails
know,
in the pool?
That's
ripped
it.
Off or fell off. Or
that's even worse. It's jagged. A jagged toenail in your eye.
All right. Yeah, I get it. It's not fun. Doesn't sound like a fun...
I've heard a similar story. A girl told me once that her and her friends went out to like a male strip club.
Right.
And a guy.
Cutting his toenails on
no,
stage.
No, he wasn't cutting his toenails. That's it. Yeah,
that
he cut his toenails.
That's
he didn't weird, take clothes off. He just cut his nails.
That's it.
Yeah. That's a weird flex. That's an odd flex for sure. No, what happened?
Oh, no. Spits so one of the guys was like, flinging his, like, whatever. I've never been. The gitch around. And he flung it into the crowd and hit this girl in the eye.
Oh, like slingshot style?
Yeah, like flipping. And it hit this girl in the
and
eye.
She
she's like,
pink eye?
She's like, ow, my eye. And it hurt.
Yeah, because she got
hit in the eye.
Fabric in the
and
eye.
And it kept hurting.
Right. She got pink
and
eye.
So she eventually, no, way worse.
Stink
she went
eye?
To the doctor.
From the stink hole, she got pink eye?
The guy
stink eye.
Had an STD.
Oh, no.
And they
gave
found
it to her through her eye.
There was like they found like little like bugs.
Oh, stop it! None of that's real.
Eye bugs.
Like, why would she? Yeah, like,
no one's getting.
Did you read that on Reddit?
No, I was told to be person
bugs
to person.
From a strip.
Right, crotch,
okay.
Crotch bugs
okay.
From a
all
stripper's
right.
Underwear in the eye.
Yeah. Sure. Did this all happen right. To you?
No.
Okay.
I would have clearly told you that story before if that had happened.
All right.
Thanks for sharing.
Well, the Seahawks won. They beat the Cardinals yesterday. Oh, okay, yeah. And today it's going to be 14 degrees.
Back to news.
It's still
back
news,
to news,
right?
Okay.
That was news.
After that story.
It's going to be 14 degrees today, but much colder afterwards. And right now it's like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Wear safety goggles if you go to the strip.
ladies, when they reopen the strip joints again, watch out. Actually, they'll probably all be clean then because I haven't really been around a lot of people. You'll be fine.
Anyway, that's the latest.
Biggs and Barr.
Watch for them slingshot and crotch bugs.
And don't cut your nails in public.
Yeah, yeah. Unless it's part of your show. That is sexy. In the next little bit, we're going to... Oh, we got a Christmas song for dogs. So that's great.
Oh, yeah.
And Auto What's coming up real soon.
Time now for... Auto What? Auto What? Auto What? Auto What? Auto What?
It's Auto What. 5 questions, 30 seconds. You got to get them all in. You got to get them all right. You can pass and come back. What's your first answer for each one is the one that counts. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
Let's see if Glenn can win.
Glenn.
How's it going, lads?
Good. How are you?
Oh, just fine on a Friday.
Nice.
I had a friend in high school by the name of Glenn Hart who had a mom who used to vacuum the house like... In like nonstop in really? short jean shorts, the shortest short jean shorts. So we'd come over, like, we go right to his basement. She made us all uncomfortable all the time.
Yeah. I guess.
So that's what I think about. That's not you, though, Glenn, I'm guessing, right? No?
Okay, no.
Okay. Good luck.
All right, Glenn, your time will begin after the first question for Ottawa. What U.S. state's motto is Eureka?
California.
What Macaulay Culkin sequel and best Christmas movie ever made was released 28 years ago today?
Home Alone 2.
Spell the word influenza.
I-N-F-L-U-E-N-Z-A.
What type of bean is chocolate made from?
Coca.
Was there anything better than the sound of one of those old rubber dodgeballs hitting a kid you didn't like in gym class?
Oh, fantastic. Loved it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've answered quickly. Now we just have to wait.
Whang! Was that the noise?
Kinda.
Whang!
Whang!
That rubber ring.
Too much H.
Okay, sorry.
All right, Glenn, let's see how you did. Was there anything better than the sound of one of those old rubber dodgeballs hitting a kid you didn't like in the gym class? You said, it was fantastic. Yeah. We'll accept that as not much better.
Yeah, okay, it is.
So that's a correct answer.
Yeah.
What type of bean is chocolate made from? You said coca. Close enough. Cocoa. Cacao. Okay, however you want to say it.
Cacao!
You know what it is. You spelled the word influenza correctly. The Macaulay Culkin sequel and best Christmas movie ever made, according to Jamie.
Those are two different movies.
Was released 28 years ago today. You said Home Alone 2. That is correct. Yep. And the U.S. state that has the motto of Eureka is indeed California.
California. You win, Glenn.
Yeah, you won.
Thank you.
You won, Glenn. Well done.
Thanks.
Look at you. Look at you and your big old brain, eh, Glenn? Look at you, huh? Yeah.
Congrats. Big brain on you.
What does Glenn have there, Jamie? What does he win in the secret
sack
this week?
$100 in New York fries gift certificate.
Oh, holy.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Holy.
And a copy of Ottawa Monopoly.
Oh, wow.
Ottawa Monopoly.
Oh, wow.
So you have all those fries, it'll take you longer to play the game than eat them all.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Congratulations, Glenn. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Glenn. Have a good weekend.
Hang on. You too. All right.
Not really Mensa-type questions, but still, he got them all right.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's not Glenn's fault.
No.
He just took advantage.
Took advantage of Jamie's softball Fridays.
Good Lord, you two. Nothing pleases you two curmudgeons.
No, not much.
Why? We just expect a consistent amount of effort in your
conversation. Too hard. Who could answer that?
Oh, geez. Maybe give them something they could get wrong.
Who could answer that question?
Well, maybe try our suggestions and we won't harp on you.
I'd like
the Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
It's a special edition. We call it Would You Rather question time.
Still instant, though.
Yeah. You instantly text us Would You Rather questions and we will answer as many as we can.
A lot of questions on one particular topic.
Okay.
Would Jamie rather eat yogurt or walk a mile without shoes?
Walk a mile without shoes.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah. Someone asked, would you rather eat a pogo or a Pop-Tart?
Pop-Tart.
Again? Yeah. You like okay. Pop-Tart?
Yeah, they're good.
Would you rather eat cottage cheese or Hawaiian pizza off the school bus floor? I'll take the pizza.
I'll take the pizza.
Yeah, me too. Would you rather run into Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster? Probably Bigfoot.
Sure.
Loch Ness. Maybe Loch Ness.
Yeah, but Loch Ness is going to drag you.
Well, how would you run into it? Yeah, like it's in the water. You just see it? Or like?
That's true.
Yeah, Bigfoot, but all the sightings of Bigfoot, he always just runs away.
That's true. Yeah, I never hear of anyone being attacked by Bigfoot.
He's more scared of us than we are of him.
Plus, me and him are probably the same size, roughly. So we'd just be like, hey, what's up, brother?
Would you rather only be able to use a fork or only be able to use a spoon? I'll take spoon.
You can do more. You obviously can't do the old stabby-stabby, but you can do more with the end of a spoon. Yeah, that's true.
Right? You could. They didn't say you couldn't modify it.
Yeah.
I could sharpen one side to be like a knife and sharpen the end to be so I could stab stuff.
When I'm eating something that you go either way, like say mac and cheese, you can go fork. Spoon. Both make sense. I always go spoon.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
we're gluttons.
Yeah.
So you want as much in our mouth without waiting.
Yes. This is true.
Would you rather do the polar bear swim or walk over chipped ice?
Ooh. Chipped ice,
chipped
I think.
Chipped ice.
Yeah.
But the polar bear swim isn't it just quick?
It's quick.
How much chipped ice do we got to walk over?
Don't like cold.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Would you rather hit a baby?
Yeah.
Kick your beloved dog to the curb or eat yogurt every day for a year?
That's easy. Hit a baby.
Yeah. Jamie would immediately. Yeah. He already has hit a baby.
Yeah. Before precedence has been set.
Yeah. Does he look like he feels bad about it?
Oh, here's an easy one. Would you rather lose both thumbs or both big toes? Both big toes.
Big toes. It does do something for your balance.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
at this point in our lives, you need your thumbs.
Hands.
You need thumbs.
Yeah. Well, thumbs is what sets us apart from the animals.
Yeah, that's true.
What makes us supreme beings of this planet. Thumbs.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. These two little things.
Would you rather be Indiana Jones or Han Solo? Probably Han Solo.
I liked Indy. Indy was cooler.
Indy was pretty cool.
He was cooler
Han
for
was
sure.
Pretty
what
cool
I mean,
too.
Han Solo had
I love
like, he
you.
Got to go through space.
I know. Stuff. Best line ever in a sci-fi.
But he was too grumpy for me.
He had to deal with that giant idiot gorilla, Chewie.
He was trying his best.
Flying through space.
He was trying his best.
No, I like both. It's hard. That's a hard choice.
I'm going Han 100%.
I'm going to choose the Indiana Jones song is better than the Star Wars song.
Oh, that's a tough one, though. That is a tough one. Same composer, though.
Different feel.
Oh, Indy's always, like, running. Just always
it's
running.
True, he did run a lot.
So much running, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, but he ran solo, for the most part. Like, he had his dad in the last one.
He had short round in the first one.
Second.
The first or second,
Whatever.
Jason, for 24 hours, would you rather listen to Jamie defend his coloring skills or Chris convince you Brian has one syllable?
To be honest, Chris has probably tried for in the last 10 years, 24 hours total.
Yeah, it's probably been 24 hours. I think I'll listen to Jamie talk about his coloring skills. Probably be less yelling.
You don't know, Jamie used to complain and said he was ripped off coloring competitions as a child. So we had about 15 coloring competitions between the three of us.
Guess how many Jamie won?
Yeah, none. Zero.
Zero. Not one.
Zero. I didn't win one, but I didn't come in last in all of them either.
All but one.
And only one deserved to really lose. I picked a wrong color to color something in. You guys.
Pardon me?
Yeah. The little elf guy that you covered midnight black?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it didn't match the rest of the picture.
No, it was...
I had a stroke before I did. Whatever. We're getting off topic.
Yeah, wait.
Go figure.
What's the topic? Would you rather?
What is
a great
topic?
Round. Thank you so much. That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question.
Hi, that's us. What a great show today. Thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah, great participation. Thanks
unreal.
A lot.
Unreal. Dougie Lyons, unreal. Live call, text. It was a great show. Great show. Thank you so much. Next week, there's some big news coming to this radio station. Okay? Something we need your help with again. But something that's going to be massive. Absolutely massive. And the beer just might have been the tip of the spear.
All right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, make sure you keep your ears open for that next week. And then we have a ton of fun stuff inside that big announcement.
Yes.
We're going to be doing. So it's going to be great.
In the works.
In the works. Anything else we need to mention on our way out the door? Leave anything you want on the Dougie line, please, anytime.
Yeah, 613-216-3849, 216-DUGY, Dougie.
You see something that, gets you angry on the weekend or perks or whatever.
Doesn't. Maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah. Please leave it. Anything else, guys? Rolling Stones for this week, right? The Saturday Night Concert Series?
Then the Saturday Night Vinyl Series is Queen.
Queen.
Good. With Howard Manshine.
We got that.
I know crimes. I can smell them.
Try and avoid those then.
Yeah. I guess that's it, really, right, guys? Great week, man.
Great week.
Always fun, guys. Huh?
Hey guys, let's have a good weekend, guys.
All right, guys. For sure, those are good guys.
Steve Miller Band, great guys.
Oh, great guys. Yeah.
Kicking off 2 hours nonstop. Rock these guys. It's great.
All right, guys.
See you guys
later, guys.
The Biggs and Barr Show.